WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. President Trump's plan to tip the scales and add more GOP congressional districts in Texas could create an opening for Democrats to do the same in New York and California. Congressman Kevin Kiley represents a district in the Golden State and tells ABC News any mid-decade redistricting is a bad idea overall. He's introducing federal legislation to prevent it from happening nationwide.
That's a very troubling thing. And so my bill is designed to say, all right, let's take a deep breath. Enough is enough. This is not a road that we want to go down.
Congressman Kiley called California Governor Gavin Newsom's retaliatory redistricting threat a violation of the state's constitution. Congressional lines across the country are usually redrawn following the census, which is every 10 years, to reflect population changes. The federal judge who oversaw Jeffrey Epstein's prosecution in New York posted anonymous letters to the docket from purported victims Monday, saying the Trump administration's push to publicize grand jury material would re-victimize them. This is ABC News. More than a dozen people had to be treated for smoke inhalation after a commuter train outside New York City caught fire Monday. ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
Fire on board, sending flames shooting out from under the train as commuters inside begged the conductor to open the door so they could escape. First responders swarming the station in Jersey City, New Jersey, where they treated 13 people for smoke inhalation, 9 of them taken to the hospital. The fire stranding commuters. Service suspended for nearly 5 hours on PATH trains, which run nearly 200,000 trips in and out of New York City every day.
I can't believe I had to know you forever!
The Department of Agriculture using a fight scene from the movie Marriage Story to scare wolves away from cattle. The Wall Street Journal reports drones with thermal cameras detect the wolves and play the sound of Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver screaming as a harmless way to keep endangered gray wolves at bay. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Matt Nair on air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse, bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yep.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I guarantee you there's a market for people who want to watch a middle-aged guy change his clothes, do his dishes. People are so bored and will look at anything. So what I thought could be fun, and Conrad, I need your okay on this. I would never, you know, volunteer you for this, but you and I should both set up OnlyFans page and see who gets more followers.
I'm okay on that. I don't think
he's blushing.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp, where defensive back Nate Hobbs, who's been lining up with the first team, is now out for at least 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. Matt LaFleur.
The thing that you admire most about him is he's passionate about the game and he loves to compete. That's one of the reasons why we went out and got him. He shows it and he's that consistently on a daily basis.
The team has brought back defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was let go last week by the Colts. Baseball, Brewers and the Braves play again tonight in Atlanta. The Crew winning 3-1 last night. They've now won 12 in a row with Quinn Priester on the mound.
With how much usage that Uribe and Mears and Koenig and the usage that they've gotten is just astronomical. But to now have Quinn give you a break and, you know, to be able to get 7 innings in a game is huge. It's a great thing. Really important.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have a little more of that wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 61 tomorrow. Partly cloudy. Could be an isolated shower or thundershower with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Alba joins us after 9:30 to break down the news in Wisconsin. Terry Barr in hour number two for Audio Sorbet. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, folks. I am Pete Schwabba. It is great to have you with me. It is finally Monday. We're back on the air doing Nightlight, talking about all the things that get our juices flowing and make us hit the ground running in the morning. Movies, TV, comedy, music, some fun Wisconsin festivals, and lots going on. It's a great night here at Nightlight. Glad you're here. We have a great show tonight, folks. It is a beautiful night in Green Bay. I hope it's beautiful where you are, and I hope you had a great day. Conrad, what is your? Do you have a 5-day forecast you could throw at us just so people listening know we're not just talking about, we're doing indulgent things like talking about show business? Like, what's the weather like around the state?
It's pretty nice.
Sweet. All right, we'll be right back after this. That's Conrad Krieger, folks. He's working the board, and did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I mean, basically all I did was sit at home. I cleaned a little bit.
Okay.
I golfed, and I went and saw Naked Gun.
Yeah. What was funnier, you golfing or seeing Naked Gun?
Naked Gun.
I know you're a pretty good golfer, actually. So.
No, I had some pretty comedic shots, but, you know.
Yeah. I saw Naked Gun, as you know, today. I came down to Green Bay early to catch the film. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. We both have kind of a review of the film. I know you had a harrowing issue. I talk often about my drive down from Marinette to Green Bay on a daily basis. And there's always some knucklehead doing something that makes me want to talk about bad drivers or clueless drivers. But you had kind of a scary thing happen to you.
Yeah, I did. You know, last week after the show on Friday, I didn't take my usual way home. I needed to go to a festival. And on my way down the road, it was 35. All of a sudden, I see someone right on my butt. Bumper to bumper, almost. And I have my music blaring.
Maddening.
And also, I hear some beeps. And I'm like, is this part of the song? So I turn it down. And then this guy just keeps honking at me. I'm like, what's going on?
Is that part of the song?
I get to the stoplight. And as soon as it turns green, not a second after it, the guy honks at me.
Wow.
So I'm going 40. I'm like, I'm not going slow. And then he passes me. It's a 2-lane. Not on the correct way he's supposed to pass me. He goes into oncoming traffic and passes me.
And where in Green Bay is this?
That was, you know, I think on Main. Just right, if you just keep going down the strip towards Festival. And he passes me and we get to another stoplight. I stop behind it. I see there are two modified cars that the mufflers, you know, you can
really
hear them down
loud.
The street.
We deal with that all the time here.
There used to be racing on the street.
Yep.
I found myself in the middle of like an illegal race in Green Bay.
And the guy was trying to get around you to race this other idiot.
Yep.
So let me ask you this. Did you join the race with your 12-year-old Mercury? You could have smoked him. How sweet would that have been?
They were probably going about 70 on that 35. So I think I'm good.
Oh, my God. It really makes me mad.
You know, it's like if he just waited a second, he could have gone around the right way to pass me, but
to go
he
70.
Wanted to win. He wanted to win.
Here's the other thing. They could have not drag race right in the middle of town either.
Right? Like
go to the country.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it's more fun like that. Weaving out of traffic, I guess, for
and risking everybody else's life.
Yeah.
Honestly, you could drive 10 minutes and you're in the country and go down some country road and crack up your own car. I'm glad you're okay, buddy.
Yeah, it's...
Did you flash him the brights?
I should
flip them off.
They actually they did flash their lights at me too while honking.
I mean, it just takes guts, you know, like to behave like that when you're driving.
You know, I wanted to give him the magic bird.
Yeah,
but I didn't know what I was dealing with, so I just kept going.
Well, listen, you're smart not to do that.
Yeah,
it's not like I used to do that sometimes, like 25 years ago. I sure as hell wouldn't do it now.
No, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go grocery shop.
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, I own tons of guns, but I don't keep one in my car when I'm driving. Yeah, That's my issue. So I wouldn't flip them off either. Well, that worked out all right. I drove down here early because I wanted to get down here today so I could see the naked gun. It's the first, not first, and I'm sure someone will point out there's been another big comedy in the theaters semi-recently. But this is notable because it's a comedy. It's on the big screen. It's not going right to Netflix like Happy Gilmore 2. Or even kind of Friendship. I guess Friendship did spend a little bit of time in the theaters. But The Naked Gun was highly anticipated. A reboot, if you will. Not necessarily a remake, but a reboot of The Naked Gun from the 90s. And Liam Neeson stepped into the Leslie Nielsen role. And I don't know. Here, my overall thoughts about the movie... It's like an hour and 10 minutes long. It's like barely feature length. You could argue it's not really feature length. It was strange. And like the credits went on for like 15 minutes. So at the end of the day, it was probably an hour and 20, hour and 25 minutes. But the movie itself, I bet 70 minutes, an hour and 10 minutes maybe. So, and I know... You messaged me over the weekend and you said there were big laughs throughout. There were some big laughs. It got a 90% on Rotten Tomato. I love the original Naked Guns with the Wisconsin native Zucker Brothers and Pat Proft and the films they made. Airplane, Hot Shots, Naked Gun, all masterpieces. So I'm using that as the bar is high. Having said that, this film does have some big laughs.
And like you said, I mean, I don't know if you mentioned it, but in your theater you went to, you said there was only one other person.
It's one other person. It was a woman who was about 70. I almost went and sat next to her just so we could have the shared experience, but she probably would have freaked out. And I don't, and that might have had something to do with it, but I've been around comedy enough where I know, and here's the thing, like Liam Neeson was pretty good, but he's not Leslie Nielsen. Like, he's a little miscast in the sense that he's just like this ass kicker playing this funny role now, and he's got chops. He's a great actor. And I know that, you know, they put Pamela Anderson in the Priscilla Presley role, and is it Priscilla? Who's
I don't think it's Priscilla.
Priscilla's the daughter, right?
You know,
no, Priscilla's was Elvis's wife.
You know what I think was,
yeah,
like it was a weird start to that movie when he is dressed up as like a 7-year-old girl.
That actually made me laugh. I knew that was coming, though.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, that was pretty... he pulls the mask off like in Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
He's like a 9-year-old Girl Scout selling cookies, and then all of a sudden, then he rises up, and he's like 6'5", Liam Neeson. So there were some good laughs. I wouldn't tell you not to go. I just didn't think... After like 30 minutes, I was kind of like, this is all the longer this needed to be. You know,
you
liked it better than I did.
I really liked the comedy in it.
Yeah.
And I looked up the runtime of the original Naked Gun, and it was an hour and 35, and so was this one.
This
so
was not an hour and 35. There's no way.
That's what it said on the internet, and you got to believe everything that's on the internet. So.
Yeah, but not bad. I mean, I wouldn't tell you not to go see it. I mean, and especially if you go to the theater, and that's how you should see it,
ideally with a crowded theater, at, you know, 3:20 on a Monday afternoon at Marcus East here in Green Bay. There was not a huge, and I spilled cheese on my shirt, which I felt like a real hillbilly.
You know, I went on Saturday at 2:30. There was like 12 people in there, and every single, it felt like it was a bigger crowd because the laughs that were had in that theater.
Oh, really?
Everyone was just dying laughing with the scene when the guy was with the binoculars, you know.
That is a great, and it's right out of the Zucker Brothers playbook. It's so great, and they keep going with it and escalating it, like where there's a dog at his crotch, or, you know, you think the dog is biting his crotch, and they show you what's really happening. Very funny stuff. But I would give it out of 5. I'd probably give it a 2.5, maybe 3 stars. I don't know. What do you give it?
I'd probably be around there, too. Like, the story was kind of weird.
Yeah.
But the comedy was hilarious. So it's a mix for me.
Yeah. No, I would agree. And I don't. And Danny Houston, who is, I believe, John Houston's son, he's good as the bad guy, but he gets cast as the bad guy all the time. And he's probably made a pretty good living doing it. But I don't need to see that guy again.
I think Hugh McDonald should have played that.
Who's that?
Oh, I think I said his name wrong.
Chris McDonald?
The guy we were talking about last week who doesn't kiss anyone else.
Oh, Neil McDonough.
So I said the wrong name. I don't know where I got that, but
this says Naked Gun is 85 minutes. There's absolutely no way. I bet 70 minutes, 15 minutes, and the credits took forever. So,
well, yeah, the credits, there was like a scene in the credits.
Right. And it's interesting, Jim Abrahams, he gets writing credit, though, because of the TV show The Police Squad, which is what it's from. He didn't work on this, and he just passed away like a year ago. The Zucker Brothers got credit for writing, just for characters. Apparently, David Zucker, a good Wisconsin native son, he and his brother Jerry, who I believe both went to UW-Madison, David said he doesn't want to see it. He wishes them well. He's glad comedy is back in the theater, but he said he doesn't want to see the film. And having said, it's not like he has ill will, although it did say in the article I read in the Hollywood Reporter that he did have a script where there's the son of Drebin, who's like in his 30s, and the studio never made it. So this is kind of similar to that. But that was interesting, I thought. And my guess is that he's going to take a peek at it at some point.
You know, I really did appreciate that we got to see a comedy film like this, because I feel like it's been a long time.
In the theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why I appreciate it so much when I was in it.
Totally with you. And I'm hoping it, and it has. It made $17 million its opening weekend, another like 15 overseas. It'll make money. But, and without big comedy names in it, Kevin James, Sandler, Steve Martin, whomever, like there's just, it's Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson, and there's like nobody else. Like Danny Houston works a lot, you know, but there's no other huge names, no comedy names, you know, yeah, you don't
I forget who was, I can't think of the guy's actual name, but the guy who plays his partner.
Yeah.
That guy's hilarious.
He's very funny.
In every role he has been in.
Yeah, who is that
he's
guy?
So funny. He's in Cobra Kai.
Oh, yeah.
And he plays like a 35-year-old that just likes to hang with like 18-year-olds. Like he wants to be young again, but he can't.
All right. So if you've seen Naked Gun, folks, feel free to share your thoughts on the movie with us. Phone lines are open. Text line is open. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And without further ado, let's go to the nightlight question of the night.
About the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, this is perfect. It is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. Who makes the best chocolate chip cookies? This is a fun question. If for nothing else, you just get to think about chocolate chip cookies. Maybe, possibly the most famous dessert ever. It's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, folks. Who makes the best chocolate chip cookies? I'm going to go first. I'm going to say proudly, Mrs. Fields, even though she's not around. Or her company isn't around anymore. I used to love
those little cookies.
Mrs. Fields cookies. Well, they had little ones, but the big ones, too. They had the milk chocolate were great, and then the dark chocolate were great, too.
I got to go with Uncle Mike's.
Uncle Mike's Bakery chocolate chip cookies?
Those are so good.
Okay. I thought all they sold was
they sell
Kringle that
everything.
Weighs 12 pounds.
They sell everything you could imagine.
All right, let us know, folks. Who makes the best chocolate chip cookie? That's tonight's Nightlight Question of the Week. Weigh in on Naked Gun if you want. Or whatever you're watching, let us know. Be part of the show and we'll read your text on the radio. We're coming back to read some texts. And I'm going to tell a funny story, too. It's Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matt Nair on air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find the story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
You've been on a fast train, and it's going off the rail, and you can't come back, can't come back again.
Great to have you with me. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network on your Monday night here. We're talking about all things show business and entertainment and fun, like we do every night, whether it's Conrad getting into a reluctant drag race, me watching the much-anticipated comedy with one other person in the theater who was easily 70 years old. I give her credit, though. Like, that's cool. She went to see a movie in the middle of the day. I don't mean to, like, you know, denigrate her for any reason. So this was kind of funny. By the way, Dylan and Cole Sprouse, birthday, big birthday. You grew up watching them, right?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think of that show?
Big-time Sweet Life of Zach and Cody fan.
Yeah.
I'd watch it almost every day, I feel like.
Yeah.
And
they were huge.
I watched Sweet Life on Deck as well, all the movies that they had.
Oh, that's Sweet Life on Deck. That was the one, if my son wanted to watch that, I'd go, please no. Please pick Toy Story. Please pick Toy Story.
No, it was so good. I like Mr. Mosby.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mr.
Bill
Mosby.
Lewis.
Here's what I find interesting. Even though Cole and Dylan are twins.
Yeah.
Most people don't know this. They were also born at the same time.
Oh.
So anyhow, do you know we had a big release last week that we missed too? The Wiggles. Did you ever watch The Wiggles? Fruit salad? Come on.
I don't know if I did or
not. The Wiggles are awesome. They were this down under Australian group, and they just sang and they had happy faces and these five white dudes driving around in a Wiggles car. And I have to tell you, somebody scored me some sweet Wiggles tickets at the Universal Amphitheater. So I thought, I'm going to take Joe, my son, who's probably like, I don't know, six at the time. So it's one of those things. I'm like, all right, well, this will be fun. We're going to see the Wiggles live, you know, with 3,000 other people. And it was like a mile from our house. So it was great. We parked. We're in there. And the anticipation. I've been to a few big rock concerts. When the lights went down and kids yelled for the Wiggles, I couldn't believe it. And then this screen opened up and they show the Wiggles. I think I've told this story before on the show, but a long time ago. They show the Wiggles getting off the plane and landing in L.A., and then they show them walking through the airport and kids are cheering and their parents, you know, are all just kind of like tolerating it, whatever. They show the Wiggles getting into a car at LAX, their little Wiggle mobile. It's a convertible and they all four of these guys fit. They show them on the 405 freeway getting off at North Hollywood into Universal City. And then they show them pulling into the concert hall and then they drive on stage. I was going as crazy as the kids. It was like the coolest thing ever. I don't know who made that video. But it was fantastic. I think my son, Joe, was even giving me some looks like, Dad, will you please calm down? I'm with my peers here. Just relax. This isn't Springsteen. Calm down.
You know what? ESPN does that too.
What do you mean?
Anytime there's a big game, you see Aaron Rodgers going down the tunnel.
Oh, yeah. It was that same kind of thing. Yeah, like except that. They started at the airport. Like it was like the Badgers when they leave the locker room.
Yeah.
They show them walking on the side. Then they go down the tunnel. It was like this. The buildup was insane.
That's some good that's some good concert stuff right there. It's I wish great. I could have been there.
It's great promotion. I'm sure you were there in spirit. Hey, we got a text overnight, didn't we?
No, I reread it. And,
it's not for us?
Well, it's in a different language, and it was a voice note. So.
Oh, okay. Do we have fans overseas?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Green Bay is a, we broadcast from Green Bay most nights, and this is a nationally recognized, you know, place.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Packers.
The Green Bay Packers.
We've got our question of the night, folks, is it's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. We knew this day was coming. What is your favorite? Who makes the best chocolate chip cookies? I say Mrs. Fields. I don't think, you can maybe buy Mrs. Fields in the grocery store, like to make at home, but those stores aren't in the mall anymore. They're replaced by like Wetzel's Pretzels or some lame.
Wetzel's Pretzels sucks.
Why would you get I can't believe a pretzel novelty place is making it at the mall.
You know what? I like when they have Cinnabon.
Oh, Cinnabon's dynamite. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what about Auntie Anne's though?
Is that a pretzel place too?
Yeah.
That's way too many pretzel places. And here's the other thing. Can we please be done with cookie dough? Why is cookie dough in everything now?
There, I mean, yeah.
Cookie dough mint chocolate chip, cookie dough chocolate chip. Cookie dough is like, it was fun when you were a kid and actually ate the cookie dough. But in ice cream, it's just a weird, it's like an interruption.
You know.
For the gorgeous texture that is cold cream ice cream. And then, oh, and here's this uncooked egg and whatever it is. It's terrible.
Yeah, I saw, when I went to the store, when I was in a drag race and went to festival, I saw that they had edible cookie dough still like on the shelves pretty much. It was like a big container.
Yeah.
And it was like, I think it was like $9. You got like five of them. I'm like, who buys that?
That's weird. I don't get it. It's in way too much ice cream. Oh, and then that's like a deterrent for me. It's like, oh, there's a fudge ribbon swirl. Awesome. Vanilla ice cream. Great. Peanut butter cups. Great. Nuts. Awesome. Cookie dough. Barf. Must be popular, though, because they put it in everything. So here's the other thing, folks. Let us know what your favorite chocolate chip cookie is. I said Mrs. Fields. Conrad said Uncle Mike's. Amanda Nimmer, part of our Civic Media family, says the cookie crate, hands down. Have you heard of that?
I haven't, but I'd like to try that. That sounds amazing.
If Amanda likes it, she's got pretty good taste. Paul Vandenplas from wonderfully Wisconsin, give him a follow. Great follow. He says the best I've had so far are from Caramel Crisp Cafe in Oshkosh. Well, he would know.
Yes, he
this
would.
This guy travels the state looking for good eats, and he finds a lot of them. So if he says Caramel Crisp Cafe in Oshkosh, it's probably worth a check out. He says their cookies are so good, you'll dream about them. Now, that's weird. Honorable mention is Blue Mike's Gas Station in Rosendale. They have a bakery inside, and the cookies are made fresh and quite outstanding. Paul, that is good to know.
Yeah.
It's nice, too, because it's in Rosendale, so you can get a ticket,
pull over. I was about to say something about that, too.
Pull over.
Watch your speed.
Have a cookie and just kind of chill out before you count to 10 and get back on the road. All right, coming up next, Alan Kopischke is here, folks. He is an actor and one of the producers of the Door Kinetic Arts Festival, and that is right around the corner. He'll be in studio. That's coming up next after the news. It's Pete Schwalbe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. President Trump's plan to tip the scales and add more GOP congressional districts in Texas could create an opening for Democrats to do the same in New York and California. Congressman Kevin Kiley represents a district in the Golden State and tells ABC News any mid-decade redistricting is a bad idea overall. He's introducing federal legislation to prevent it from happening nationwide.
That's a very troubling thing. And so my bill is designed to say, all right, let's take a deep breath. Enough is enough. This is not a road that we want to go down.
Congressman Kiley called California Governor Gavin Newsom's retaliatory redistricting threat a violation of the state's constitution. Congressional lines across the country are usually redrawn following the census, which is every 10 years, to reflect population changes. The federal judge who oversaw Jeffrey Epstein's prosecution in New York posted anonymous letters to the docket from purported victims Monday, saying the Trump administration's push to publicize grand jury material would re-victimize them. This is ABC News.
A setback for the Pack. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp, where defensive back Nate Hobbs, who's been lining up with the first team, is now out for at least 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. Matt LaFleur.
The thing that you admire most about him is he's passionate about the game and he loves to compete. That's one of the reasons why we went out and got him. He shows it and he's that consistently on a daily basis.
The team has brought back defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was let go last week by the Colts. Baseball, Brewers and the Braves play again tonight in Atlanta. The Crew winning 3-1 last night. They've now won 12 in a row with Quinn Priester on the mound.
With how much usage that Uribe and Mears and Koenig and the usage that they've gotten is just astronomical. But to now have Quinn give you a break and, you know, to be able to get 7 innings in a game is huge. It's a great thing. Really important.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwalbe. Still lots of time for summer fun in Wisconsin as the state fair is in full swing. There are lots of good music options, especially if you like a trip down memory lane. Some of the acts include Boyz II Men, Darius Rucker, that's Hootie without the blowfish, Queensryche, Great White, and Quiet Riot, that's a trio that will blow the roof off the joint, even at an outdoor venue. Party safely, folks. Actress Lonnie Anderson has passed away. Anderson played Secretary Jennifer Marlowe on the show WKRP in Cincinnati, which ran from 1978 to 1982. Anderson had built up a decent resume doing guest starring roles before getting the chance to audition. At first, she turned down the role, saying she didn't want to be a stereotypical blonde. The producers took her notes and made her the secretary that doesn't get coffee, doesn't take dictation, and is the smartest person in the room. She was nominated for an Emmy twice for the role. Lonnie Anderson was 79 years old. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwalbe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have a little more of that wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 61 tomorrow. Partly cloudy. Could be an isolated shower or thundershower with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome photographer and musician Chris Rogowski. And Madison film critic Rob Thomas talks about the box office and upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
That's what I'm talking about. Some Tony Bennett.
On a hill.
It's his birthday today. Or is it the anniversary of his death? I can't remember why. I can't remember why I had you pull that song.
It's just because it's a celebration. Cool tune?
Yeah, it's a great tune. All right. So our question of the day, folks, it's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. Who makes the best chocolate chip cookie? I say Mrs. Fields. She is no longer, at least not in malls anymore, but I think you can still buy the cookie dough, maybe mail order or something. I don't know if that's the best way to buy cookie dough. And Conrad says Uncle Mike's. So we'll read some of your texts in a little bit, but send those my way and we'll read them on the radio. And if you're watching the radio on the stream, we've got a couple of comments there. You can comment there as well. Just be part of the show. It's always more fun when you guys are part of the show. Coming up in the second hour, Kaylin Bevink, the owner of the bookstore in Appleton, will be here at 7:35. We're going to talk about her really cool bookstore, which I'm told is a destination bookstore. And I just think it's cool that there's a destination bookstore because I didn't think people even read anymore. So this is exciting to talk books in hour two as well. But right now, I'm excited to welcome my next guest. He's joining me here in the studio, and he is a well-known actor, and he is the producer of the Door Kinetic Arts Festival. He joins us here in the studio, Alan Kopischke. Hey, Alan, how are you?
Doing great.
How am I saying your last name right?
Kopischke.
Kopischke. Yeah, I thought so. You put it very phonetically perfectly in the email. So,
okay.
But I always tend to, and my last name is Schwab and everybody tortures it. So I've thought if I do massacre your name, I'll just say it happens all the time to me. But Kopischke, that's a good actor name. Alan Kopischke, right?
You think so?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, welcome to Nightlight. It's good to meet you. And like I was saying during the break, I feel like at some point in our adult lives, our paths have crossed.
Yeah,
I can't place it.
I feel
it,
that too.
But it's good to have you here, and now we're friends either way. So, and you told me you live in Fish Creek.
Right.
How do you get to be, there's some people in life, Alan, that just win the lottery. They get to do what they love and live in a picturesque town that is the subject of many beautiful paintings. How did you swing that?
I don't know. I must have done something right in a previous lifetime. I don't know.
Tell us, before we get into the Door Kinetic Arts Festival, which sounds really cool, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, sure. Well, as you mentioned, I'm an actor. I've been doing theater since I was 8 years old. Wow. I love it. And like you say, I get to do what I love. Now, it's meant sometimes breaks from doing that.
Yeah.
It is my life's passion. I have a great family. My wife is a costume designer and professor at Lawrence. She's terrific.
Wow.
And we're going on our 40th anniversary trip, leaving Wednesday.
You said that in the email, and now you're sitting here. You don't seem did you marry? I'm not trying to just blow smoke because you drove all the way here.
Oh, she totally robbed the cradle. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that's great. So you live in Fish Creek, and she commutes to Appleton?
She does, yeah.
And it's
she'll usually stay two or three nights a week, depending on the schedule. And, yeah.
Do you find that there are other actors that live in Door County? Or I know there are artists there, but do you have a little community there?
You know what's interesting is when we moved up there in 2007, I don't think there was anybody else who was like a working actor up there. Now there are probably 10 of us, I think.
No kidding.
Who are, you know, semi-retired or based there and working elsewhere a lot. So there are a bunch of us up there now.
That's pretty cool. It's nice because I live where I live and hanging around comedians my whole adult life or comedy writers. When I moved to Marinette several years ago, there's no comedy writers there. There's no comedian. There's very nice people and I have good friends, but I do miss that, you know, to be able to connect and
being
just talk.
In community with.
Yeah. And just not having to start anywhere. You're just there already, you know, when you talk and that kind of thing. So I want to talk about the festival, but I'm also, we talked a little bit before you, before I introduced you about being at Peninsula Players. And I told you my connection to Peninsula Players when I was in high school. And I took my daughter there to see a show a couple of years ago. We saw a Sherlock Holmes show and we saw Dames at Sea. And it's changed a lot in the last 35 years. Are you still involved with Peninsula Players?
I am somewhat. My wife still designs there quite a bit.
Okay.
I acted there for, I can't remember, maybe about 6 to 8 seasons in the 80s and 90s. And then they hired me in 2007. That's how we were able to move up to Door County. They hired me to be their development director, finish off a capital campaign, and to start developing some off-season programming. So we did a community read in collaboration with the library, and we started doing play readings. And
that's so cool. It's an institution, and I know there's another theater there I don't know as much about, but I've heard good things about that as well. It's just
there
so
are
much.
Four professional theater companies
really
in Door County. There's Northern Sky Theater, there's Third Avenue Playworks, and there's Door Shakespeare.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And they're all seasonal, right? I mean,
Third Avenue Playworks works most of the year. The other three are seasonal.
That's pretty cool. All right, so let's get into, I've got a lot of stuff to ask you, but let's start with the Door Kinetic Arts Festival. That was the main reason I reached out to you. Mm-hmm. Tell us all about it.
Sure. So we're in our 9th year. Eric Simonson is a multi-talented director, writer for theater, opera, film, television. He's got an Oscar for a short documentary that he did a number of years ago. He's written on a number of major television shows, as well as writing and directing on Broadway. So he's got tons of connections and he's got a ton of energy. And what he wanted to do was bring together artists from different disciplines to Bjorklunden, which is in Bailey's Harbor. And it is an extension of Lawrence University in Appleton. And it's this gorgeous setting where they bring faculty and students all the time for retreats. And Eric wanted to bring artists from all over the country and from the local area together for a week. People who have new projects that they want to work on. And so here we all are surrounded by other artists, other disciplines, inspiring each other, working together, and then presenting that work in progress for audiences. And chat with the audiences afterwards to get a little peek inside the
like
process.
Like some feedback, too? Is it that kind of thing where the audiences can, like, share their 2 cents about what they saw? Because since you said it's in progress.
Yeah, and so then that's part of what the artists are looking for is feedback from the audience. Not only during the presentation of the work, the natural feedback that people are going to give, but then afterwards to say, hey, you know, what stood out to you? What worked for you? What were you confused about?
That's interesting. So is it all acting? Is it all?
No. Okay. No. So the reason it's the Kinetic Arts Festival is because we talked about the kinetic arts. And this would include dance and film and theater. And now we've brought kinetic sculpture and music and circus and magic, all sorts of different things. And so all these different kinds of artists bouncing off of each other is really exciting.
What about juggling? I didn't hear juggling.
Well, circus. Yeah, we did have jugglers.
Yeah, I'm making a joke and you actually have it. All right.
And the year before.
So it really is an arts festival. That's the one thing I was eager to ask you about. What is Bjorklunden? Is that a venue? I was looking at that.
This beautiful space. I don't even know how many acres it is. Right on the lake. And there's an old tiny chapel there and a lodge that it's retreat space.
Okay.
So Lawrence will bring students in over the weekend for intensive sessions. And this might be, you know, the volleyball team, or it might be the band, or a whole bunch of engineers, whatever it might be, and they can come and do intensive sessions with not only their professors, but other people they might bring in for weekend intensive sessions. And I say intensive, it's also relaxation and inspiration, because you can walk along the lake. There are beautiful wooded trails. It's an incredible place. And then in the summer, they'll bring in people for a full week to do seminars with very often Lawrence alumni or Lawrence professors, but occasionally something a little outside of that as well. And they're extremely well attended. A lot of the people can stay there because there's lodging there, the same lodging the students use. And so it's this incredible kind of intellectual, artistic retreat space. And so we're able to get our week in there and get all of these artists in and just kind of make sparks fly.
That is the voice of Alan Kapischke. He is an actor and one of the producers of the Door Kinetic Arts Festival, which takes place in September. So is that hard to program? Because, you know, like with a film festival, it's like, well, you know, here's the film. You like it or you don't. But you've got people in different stages of something they've created. You know, I would imagine, do you have to go, well, this isn't far enough along, or this is too finished, it's not really workshoppy? Like, what do you look for?
Yeah, so, and that's Eric's responsibility. He's the artistic director and the founder, creator of this whole thing. But yeah, he's got to balance. We want some things that are closer to done, so that we have some things to maybe show off earlier in the week. And then, you know, we want a range of middle of the process, towards the end of the process, towards the beginning of the process, so that there's that dynamic playing as well.
Do you do film, or is it all
we
live?
Do. Oh, no, yeah, kidding. So we have a short film festival. I know Green Bay's got a great film festival. There's a Door County Film Festival that's like a full weekend, including feature length and shorter films. Ours is just a selection of short films, no longer than 40 minutes. And some of them we'll put up the first couple nights, and then maybe we'll sprinkle a few out that really relate to one of the sessions that we're developing during the week.
Right. That's cool. Do you have people? I would imagine everybody, I mean, I have a script I'm trying to stage a reading for. My son wrote something. Like, you're always trying to find people to perform stuff so you can see what it looks like or listen to it. Do you have people that are kind of more established in the business that would love to come up here to beautiful Fish Creek and do something like that, or show their film, or write songs and perform them? I mean,
sure. We've had some pretty high profile people come. Now, you're not going to recognize all the names, but a lot of people recognize Rainn Wilson,
who
was Dwight on The Office.
Oh, he's great.
He had a screenplay that he was working on, actually working on with Eric, and brought that up and we worked on it. We've had other folks. I don't know if you're going to recognize their names, but we have Tony winners, Emmy winners. So one of our projects this year is a collaboration with Deaf West Theater, which has won a couple of Tony Awards for their work, and a play written by Rick Cleveland, who's won an Emmy for his writing. He's both a playwright and writes in Hollywood, but he wrote on The West Wing and Six Feet Under and half a dozen other shows you would probably recognize.
Right.
He's got an Emmy for one of those. I forget which one.
Yeah.
And so he's coming in, and we may have some relatively high-profile actors in that. That's not settled yet.
And I'm not saying that like, to get you to name drop or anything, but to let listeners know that if they go there and check this out, they're probably seeing some pretty good stuff. So check it out, you know. My guest is Alan Kapischke. He's an actor and the producer, one of the producers of the Door Kinetic Arts Festival, which sounds more and more cool the more I talk to Alan about it. So we'll have more about that after this very short break, and we'll talk to him about some of the cool stuff he's done in his career as well. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. Great to have you with me, folks, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had 6 times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Matt Nair on air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is
head is stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse, bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
There are marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Down, down, down.
Come on! Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Monday edition. It is finally Monday, folks. We get to talk about all the things we love at the beginning of a week that it looks like it's going to be beautiful here in Wisconsin. So settle in, gather the family around the radio, and let's have some fun. My guest at the moment is Alan Kopischke. He is an actor, and he is one of the producers and creators of the Door Kinetic Arts Festival, which goes from September 21st through the 27th in Bailey's Harbor. It's the 9th annual Door Kinetic Arts Festival. You're rocking the t-shirt there, Alan, too.
I like that.
If you're watching on the stream, you can see Alan's t-shirt with, I like that. So whose concept was this? Like, I love that it's not so specialized, but it also seems like it would be harder to, like, you sent me all this information. I'm like, well, what do they do? They do some theater, some, like, it's kind of hard to explain a little bit. Yeah. It's not in a box, so to speak. So whose brainchild was this? And when did you guys think, hey, we got something cool here?
Yeah, so this is Eric Simonson, who I mentioned before, and he's had success in a number of different areas. You know, he's done theater, he's done opera, he's done film, he's done television.
Oh my God, I hate guys like that.
he started out studying scenic design, and then he became an actor, and then he became a director, and then he became a writer. He's just really multi-talented, and I think he loves things coming from all different directions, and yeah, the kind of sparks that can fly when you bring together dancers and clowns and theater makers and poets and all these creative people who are all bursting with this thing they're working on. Bring them all together.
Yeah.
Let them work on their stuff and share a bit with each other. You know, eat every meal together, and you hear them talking about their work together, and they create these beautiful new things out of the different perspectives they bring and the energy that's flying around there. And I have to tell you, I can't count how many different collaborations we have nurtured up there by people who say, oh, you know what? We need a choreographer for this. Could you come in and work with us? Hey, we loved your work in this. Could you do this other thing with us? There are tons of people who've worked together at DCAF on different projects who then went on to work on something different later.
And that's such a great thing. When you have a community like that and you draw inspiration from other artists, that's got to – people leave probably feeling great. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like being around in that community. Do most of the people that attend the festival, are they from Door County? Do they travel there?
I'd say most of them are from Door County, okay, but there are a lot of, more and more folks traveling in. You know, as you said, it's kind of a hard thing for us to define in short little sound bites.
Yeah.
And so I think we have struggled a little bit with marketing. We also haven't had much of a marketing budget. But I think the more people get to know what this is, the more they say, oh, my God, we got to get there for this.
That's so great. All right, so this is your 9th annual. Is it growing? Like, are you seeing people more and more every year?
Oh, absolutely, so yeah, yeah. I would say we are probably more than double the attendance we had. You know, we ramped up and then COVID hit.
Yeah.
And we also changed dates. We skipped a year. And so we had to kind of start back up. But we're probably double the attendance of when we first came back from COVID.
All right. So if people want to check it, it's not till September. You got, well, about 6 weeks, actually. We're getting close. But can people buy passes or tickets right now, or where can they find out more information?
Yeah, those passes are available online on our website, doorkinetic.com, doorkinetic.com.
Okay. Oh, that's what's a pass going to run me?
So week-long passes, okay, so access to everything is $75.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And then if you want to do basically one day, it's $25.
So the pass is the way to go. What about food? I noticed you said you have a cocktail, daily cocktail or something. Can people eat and drink there and all that kind of fun stuff?
We don't sell anything to eat, but we give away a cocktail each night.
Booze.
And Robert Simonson, who is a James Beard nominated cocktails and spirits expert, he has written several books on cocktails. He wrote for the New York Times for many years.
Nice.
He's Eric's brother.
Okay.
And comes in and creates cocktails and talks about them. And we'll have a special session with him one afternoon as well.
Do you have parties afterwards? Like, are there, Q&As, that kind of stuff?
We do the Q&As after. And on our Wednesday night, we have what we call the coffee house, which is a little bit of a speakeasy, have some fun, get up
that.
And dance.
Yeah.
More of a party atmosphere on the Wednesday night.
Okay. All right, well, that's great. This sounds like so much fun, folks. Check it out, the Door Kinetic Arts Festival. Google it, go to the website, look at the passes. It sounds like just there's something for everybody, it sounds like.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
You still do teach at UWGB as well.
I do, yeah.
That kind of works out well. So you're in this area quite a bit, I would imagine. We talked a little bit about the program. They don't have a musical theater program, but it might be coming back, or it's on hold.
Well, the theater program was suspended. We still have a minor. We're still producing plays, and we are working on a revised major to bring back. I think we've got some pretty cool ideas about it. We need a little more time to develop it before we present it officially to administration. But I think
that's UWGB is like maybe the fastest growing of all the UW colleges, right?
It might be. I can't speak authoritatively about that, but yeah, we're doing pretty well.
It was weird because when I saw they cut I told you my daughter was interested in that program. All of a sudden it's gone. I'm like, wait, there's, and I don't ever want culture to go away from Northeast Wisconsin. Like, if you can never have too much of it, in my opinion. So I love that you're doing this. Can you stick around a little bit through the news? We can talk some acting and all that kind of fun stuff. I'll probably ask. I want to ask you about being an intimacy coordinator, too.
Sure.
Because Conrad wants some tips before the night's over. Right. Conrad just laughs. He's used to me. All right, we're coming right back, folks. Alan Kapischke is here. He is the one of the producers of the Door Kinetic Arts Festival and an accomplished actor. We'll talk to him about acting and his job as an intimacy coordinator. Kind of a new thing in show business.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll get into that. And we got Milwaukee Rep, Steppenwolf, all kinds of fun stuff coming up next, folks. We're coming right back on Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Round them up and arrest them. That's a directive from the Texas House Republicans who have voted to authorize the House Sergeant-at-Arms to civilly arrest Democrats who left the state rather than vote on a redistricting plan put in place to appease President Trump and hand as many as five new congressional seats to the Republicans in the midterms. The Office of Special Counsel opening an investigation into former Special Counsel Jack Smith.
This is something that was actually a referral from Senator Tom Cotton, a Republican senator from Arkansas, that was sent earlier this week, and the Office of Special Counsel acted remarkably quickly to announce that it was going to carry out this investigation into whether former Special Counsel Jack Smith unlawfully used his office to go after President Trump for political purposes to impact the 2024 election.
That's ABC's Alex Malin in Washington. Air quality alerts for millions on Monday thanks to the smoke from Canadian wildfires drifting south. This is ABC News.
As